It's Thursday, November 28, and with your news at 11 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. Popular Democratic Movement President McHenry Vanani has cautioned that if the Electoral Commission continues to act unlawfully, the party may view resistance as a necessary duty. He made the statement during a press conference at the PDM headquarters last night. Meanwhile, Roscoe Kawana, the presiding officer at Ngwezi Community Hall polling station, confirmed that the vote counting concluded by 5 a.m. this morning, with 795 votes cast in the presidential elections and 774 recorded for that of the National Assembly. As the country went to polls yesterday amidst a ballot paper shortage and polling station issues, economist Roland Brown stressed the vital connection between politics and policy in shaping the nation's investment climate, economic growth and job creation. Brown pointed out that while the elections could bring a political shift 34 years later, the mature handling of the process so far remains encouraging.
Should there be any kind of election violence or anything of that nature, which we see as extremely unlikely, but it's ever possible, then obviously that would have a lot more significant implications. We don't really think that's a big concern at the moment. But with any kind of change, there would be some uncertainty. Uncertainty is never a particularly good thing. But at the same time, I think what we see is encouraging at the moment. I don't think that there's too much to worry about.
South Africa's Parliament Social Development Portfolio Committee Chairperson Bridget Masango says swift implementation of findings from the COVID-19 Social Relief of Distress Grant investigations is urgent. Minister CCC Tolashe initiated the probe following claims of identity theft vulnerabilities by Stellenbosch students. Masango underscored to the SABC that regular progress reports will be made available to ensure transparency in addressing the grant's security flaws.
There will be accountability applied in this issue, that the findings are proven to be true, and then the next leg of the investigation is to go deeper to say who was involved in making this happen, where people's ID numbers were used illegally.
On to Asia news. Four people, including two children, have died in Sri Lanka following widespread rains and flooding. A cyclonic storm that has developed in the Bay of Bengal has brought record rainfall to Sri Lanka and southern India. Here's Neha Punia with the report.
Sri Lankan authorities say 230,000 people have been affected across Sri Lanka because of the cyclonic storm. The army and navy are helping with rescue operations, even as flights into the capital city of Colombo have been impacted. In southern India, the region of Tamil has received very heavy rainfall, with fishermen being asked to not venture out to sea. Cyclones, which are the same as hurricanes in the North Atlantic, occur regularly in this region, but their intensity and frequency has gone up in recent years, with experts blaming climate change. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
Here's the latest update on the elections results for presidential and national assembly. SWAPO and its presidential candidate Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa dominated at the Ngwezi Community Hall polling station in Katimamulilo, securing 479 presidential votes and 402 national assembly votes during yesterday's elections. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.